Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. A Middle East expert says that the Arab lobby in Washington rules America. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
A new book by Middle East expert Mitchell Bard claims that the Arab lobby in Washington, D.C., headed up by the Saudis, has unlimited sources to try to buy what they usually cannot win on merits of their arguments. In response to the claim that the Israeli government also has a group that lobbies the United States government on Israel's behalf, Bard said that the Arab lobby is one of the strongest in America, even stronger than the Israeli group, and that the Arab world has many resources to call upon for influence in Washington. Saudi officials let it be known that current U.S. government officials can be hired following their retirement, which many believe may help the officials adopt positions while in government to make themselves marketable to the Arab lobby. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The influence of the Arab lobby in the United States with its unlimited resources to buy what they cannot win on the merits of their arguments is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. There has always been pressure applied to all branches of government in the United States through what is called lobbying. Advocates for a cause who apply pressure on the Congress or the administration to go one direction instead of another. The media has complained about undue pressure from AIPAC, which is the Israeli lobby, while at the same time the Arab world has its own lobbying group in Washington headed up by the Saudis. With unlimited resources at their disposal, the Arab lobby does indeed make their wishes known to members of the United States government. What is so interesting about this report is the list of nations found in Bible prophecy that will play a key role in the end-time scenario which is revealed in the Bible. Daniel and Ezekiel, two of the ancient Jewish prophets, reveal in their prophecies these nations, and most of them are members of the Arab world. Daniel points out that Syria and Egypt, referred to as the kings of the north and the south in Daniel 11, verses 40 to 43, that Syria and Egypt will join a coalition of nations to come and destroy the Jewish state of Israel in the last days. Ezekiel, in Ezekiel 38, 5, mentions Ethiopia, Sudan, Somalia, and Libya as part of that same coalition. Even the psalmist in Psalm 83 mentions Lebanon and Saudi Arabia in the alignment of Arab nations that will come against Israel. Bible prophecy will indeed be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...